so back to Christmas, and to Neil Haverson, who has been looking back through his memories of Christmases in the past. And true to form, Neil has some dubiously entertaining stories to tell, but he still treasures those moments. Tell us about them, Neil.
As we've all been saying for weeks, Christmas won't be the same this year. But what do we mean by the same? I suspect the answers to that would not all be, well, the same. A common thread will be that it is a family day, but beyond that there'll be individual perspectives. No doubt some will look back on past big blowouts washed down with ample amounts of booze. For others it will be sitting around the telly, playing charades, or going out for a festive afternoon walk to shake off the indulgence. Sadly for some it will be just another day on their own. When Christmas is mentioned, the images that pop into my mind are fueled by the early ghosts of Christmases past. When I was first living and working away from home, I remember that feeling of anticipation on Christmas Eve. We knocked off work early for the break, and I was driving home for a traditional family gathering, a bootload of dirty washing for my mother to do before I returned to work the day after Boxing Day. Christmas took on a new dimension when I met the then Miss H. The combination of her family Christmases with mine took things to a new level and kicked off the rota of her parents for dinner one year, mine the next. A cringing memory my brain refuses to blank out comes from our early married days and Christmas dinner at the in-laws. We went out on Christmas Eve and I made the never-to-be-repeated mistake of mixing beer and whiskey. On Christmas morning I felt awful. I watched gingerly as mother-in-law heaped loads of the usual fare onto my plate. Embarrassingly, I picked at my food, while my loyal new wife surreptitiously slid the odd roast potato and a few sprouts onto her plate. By the time we got to my parents for tea, I had recovered and was absolutely ravenous. Of course, everybody else was at full capacity and looked on in bewilderment as I devoured sausage rolls and mince pies. But in the vanguard of memories must be those when the children were young. The season was never so magical as when they were tiny. I remember winding up our daughter into a frenzy of excitement when she was about four. I played the naughty card, telling her with my most serious face that Santa would not come if she didn't behave herself. It almost backfired on Christmas Eve when I tucked her up in bed. Wide-eyed, she said, "He will come, won't he? I have tried to be good." Humbled, I reassured her he would pop in and left her bedroom with a feeling of guilt and a huge lump in my throat. Even so, I was at it again on Christmas morning, telling her I hadn't been woken up by anyone creeping into the house, so I thought we'd been missed out. She responded by announcing she had heard Rudolph's hooves on the tiles before thundering downstairs to find the stocking we'd left over the armchair was now full of presents. He's been, she trilled with unbridled excitement. It was a moment I shall always treasure, and I look forward to when her brother, who was a babe in arms at the time, would reach an age where I could be mischievous once again. Our children have adopted the festa rota, so regardless of our restrictions, we won't see our granddaughter on Christmas Day. She is too young to quite appreciate what it's all about, but next year she will be just about the right age. I must speak to her dad, make sure I've passed on the Santa wind-up gene.
Ah, thank you, Neil, as always, for giving us an insight into the Haverson household over the years.